All hands on deck.
Aye, aye, Captain Pats.
Hoist the mainsail.
Yes, sir, Jonas.
It's time for character building musical adventure.
Reporting for duty, sir.
Where are we headed, Uncle Jonas?
The adventures of Patch the Pirate.
Stay tuned. There's lots more excitement.
It's awesome as Colossimus.
Welcome, 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 welcome!
Now you realize you sound like a turkey when you say that.
I guess you're right, Ahab. Hello, mates! It's time for the adventures of Patch the Pirate. Last week in our story, The Evolution Revolution, we listened in on a meeting of the Ape Men. That's the APE Men, and it stands for the Association for the Preservation of Evolution.
Now, I still think they could have come up with a better name than that. Like, how about the Banana Men? B-A-N-A-N-A. Bunch of animals not equivocally associated with narrow-minded ancestors.
Well, I don't think our sailors know what non-equivocally associated means, Ahab.
Well, neither do I. It just sounded good.
Well, whatever you call them, it's safe to say these guys aren't as smart as they think they are. Well, mates, when we left our adventure, Patch and the crew had just finished assembling the dinosaur bones that Princess had knocked down. Well, let's sail for part three of the Evolution Revolution.
He's all back together again.
That dinosaur's as good as new.
Well, not quite as good as new. He's a mere skeleton of his former self.
Thanks for your help, Derwin. No problem, Pixie.
Horsey not broke anymore.
Now, Derwin, is there anything we can do to help you?
Funny you should ask, Captain. There sure is.
What's wrong?
Well, it's pretty serious.
What is it?
Professor Lamborghini has been missing for 2 weeks, and since I'm his assistant, everyone is expecting me to find him.
Do you think someone has kidnapped him?
I don't know, but I've got to find him before tomorrow.
What's tomorrow?
Tomorrow's the big annual meeting of Ape Men International, and the professor has to be there.
Why?
Why? Because he's the founder, president, main speaker, and head ape.
Shooey kazooey! Sounds like the apes are up a tree.
Wow, it's a big one.
Captain Patch, I don't know what to do. Can you help me?
I'll sure try, Derwin, but I'm not sure where to start. Who was the last one to see Professor Lamborghini?
It was either me or Higgins.
Higgins? Who is Higgins?
The professor's butler.
Why don't we start by talking to him?
Good idea.
Are we there yet?
This is it, Princess.
This is what?
The professor's place.
But I don't see any houses.
He doesn't live in a house.
Then where does he live?
In Fossil Cave.
Fossil Cave? Oh, I think I'm gonna faint.
Don't worry, just follow me.
Don't be afraid, crew.
Monsters live in caves.
Could somebody turn on the lights?
Ow! I just ran into something. Oh, sorry, Pixie. I should have told you about the door.
A door? In a cave?
Yeah, the professor put it here to keep the bears out.
Uh-oh.
Open sesame, please!
Derwin, I think we'd better move quickly here.
You're right, Captain. Can you reach the door knocker?
Sure.
Is anybody home?
Please let us in. I think I'm gonna faint.
He's getting closer. Knock again, quick.
Yes.
Everyone inside, quickly.
No.
Hurry.
Don't push.
Here comes the bear. Watch out.
Shut the door.
That was too close.
Did everybody make it?
I think so, Captain.
Way to hustle, mate.
Good afternoon, Master Derwin.
Hi, Higgins. Thanks for opening the door.
My pleasure, Master Derwin.
This is Patch the Pirate and his crew, and they're going to help me find Professor Lamborghini.
Excellent, Master Derwin. All the ape men are up in the air over his whereabouts.
When did you see him last, Higgins?
It was quite strange, actually. 2 weeks ago, the professor was out in the garage working on his motor car, Tin Lizzie. About midnight, I heard him start her up, so I went out to check on him.
And was he gone?
Most definitely.
What's so unusual about that?
The garage door never opened.
Are you sure?
Quite sure.
Then how did he get out?
I'll be diddled if I know.
Could we look around for some clues?
Most certainly. Let me show you to the laboratory. Perhaps you can find some clue that I've missed.
I can't find a clue anywhere.
Me either, Princess.
There's got to be something we're missing.
This is most unusual.
What, Higgins?
There's a Bible here in the laboratory.
So?
The professor never had any use for religious fairy tales.
Religious fairy tales? That hardly describes the Bible.
Captain Patch, surely you must understand that Professor Lamborghini is a man who puts his faith only in the unchanging teachings of science.
Unchanging teachings of science?
That's correct. You see, truth does not change.
Mr. Higgins, how did this squirrel get here?
Oh, child, it's so simple. Billions and billions of years ago, there was a Big Bang.
A Big Bang? You mean like an explosion? That's right, Peanut. But don't explosions mess things up?
Yes, they do, Pixie, and our solar system is put together like a very fine clock. For instance, that's why we can predict the exact time of sunrise and sunset every day.
I never thought of that.
And did you know that the Earth is just exactly the right distance from the sun?
Really?
Yes. If the Earth were any closer to the sun, we'd burn up. And if we were any further away, we'd freeze.
Our solar system really is put together like a big, fancy clock. And clocks aren't created by explosions. I guess I never thought of that.
Higgins, in the last 2,000 years, how many theories have scientists come up with to explain how the world began?
Oh, dozens.
Dozens?
Perhaps hundreds.
That's more like it.
Wowie crack-a-towie! Scientists sure do change their minds a lot.
They sure do, Sissy. But the Bible doesn't change.
Why not, Captain?
Because the Bible is God's Word, and God's Word stands the test of time.
I sought a sure foundation, an anchor for my soul, a rock to build my life upon, a truth to grab and hold. I worshipped at the feet of man, but found those feet were clay. Then Jesus called out, "Follow me, and trust all I say. God's word shall stand, God's word shall stand. Alone it towers far above the works of man. God's word shall stand, God's word shall stand. Inspired of God and written by the Spirit's hand. Though hell may rage against it, though Satan leads the way, though he tries to crush our faith and steal our confidence away, God's word remains undaunted, a solid rock of trust. It has never been refuted, so trust it we must. God's word shall stand, God's word shall stand. Fear not, God's word shall stand. God's word is like a lighthouse that stands throughout all time. Its power flows from heaven, for its maker is divine. God's word endures forever, its great light will always shine. By grace alone I live it, and by faith it is mine. God's word shall stand, God's word shall stand. Alone it towers far above the works of man. God's word shall stand, God's word shall stand. Inspired of God and written by the Spirit's hand. Though hell may rage against it, though Satan leads the way, though he tries to crush our faith and steal our confidence away, God's word remains undaunted, a solid rock of trust. It has never been refuted, so trust it we must. God's word shall stand, God's word shall stand. Fear not, God's word shall stand. Fear not, God's word stand.
What was that?
It sounded like it came from the garage.
Could it be the professor?
If everyone would follow me, please.
Are you all right, Terry?
That was great! Am I all right? I never felt better! You drive like a crazy man! I love it! I love it!
I hope I didn't hurt the car.
Who cares? Let's do it again!
Professor, where have you been?
Derwin, my boy, you're a grand sight for this old fossil. I didn't think I'd ever get back here.
Come on, Professor! Let's go for another ride!
But you almost broke your beak last time.
Sure did! It was great, wasn't it?
Professor Lamborghini, is that creature what I think it is?
I know it's hard to believe, Higgins, but this here's a real live pterodactyl. His name is Terry.
Pleased to meet you!
But you're, extinct.
Well, you don't smell too good either.
Where'd you find him, Professor?
Hop in, Tin Lizzy. I'll show you. Hurry!
But the ape men have their big meeting tomorrow.
Don't worry, we'll be back in time. Now, let's go!
Don't get too excited, sir. Remember, doctor's orders.
Forget doctor's orders. I've got research to do.
But I need to give you your medicine, sir.
Then climb in and bring that foul-tasting stuff along.
Derwin, what about the rest of us?
Who are you, you gorgeous ball of feathers?
Are you talking to me?
Yes, you, sweet cakes.
My name is Sissy.
Sissy? What a simply beautiful name.
thank you.
My name is,
Terry.
Terry. Now perch right here. You're coming with me, Cuddles.
Captain Pat, you're coming along too, aren't you?
If I'm invited.
Everybody climb in the car quickly. We got a lot of territory to cover before tomorrow.
Give your family Christian character-building adventures that will last a lifetime. Today's adventure, The Evolution Revolution, teaches God is the Creator. For more information and a free brochure, call 1-800-GO-PATCH today.
All good things must come to a close. The Adventures of Pats the Pirate happens to be one of those good things. So come back next week when we'll take our first trip back in time in the Tin Lizzy time machine. We'll meet some really unique people, I promise. So long, mateys!
If you want to know more about all the Pats the Pirate story and song adventures, call us today at 1-800-GO-PATCH.
Or write to us at The Adventures of Patch the Pirate, Post Office Box 6524, Greenville, South Carolina 29609.